This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, October 30th. God's word for you today is Source and Steward. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 25, verse 19. And it says, after a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. To experience financial metamorphosis, the first thing is, I must trust God as my source and supplier. Your job is not your source. Your business is not your source. Most times, we're so guarded when it comes to our jobs, our careers, and our businesses, because we do not want anything to toy with our income. While you should be responsible, you need to understand and let it be drilled into you without any shadow of doubt that your God is your source. People often say, I work hard for my money. You should work hard, and that is what we stand for. However, the truth is that God remains your source. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 says, but remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms His covenant. God is the one that gives you the ability to produce wealth. God wants you to be a wealth creator. Remember the story of one of the patriarchs in Genesis chapter 26. The Philistines blocked his well. He went to another place and dug another well. He created wealth. But they came and blocked his well because of jealousy. He left them, went to another place, and created another well. If you are carrying the blessing, no one can stop you. They can beef, hate you, but they cannot stop you. You create wealth everywhere you go, and that is what God wants you to do. He is giving you the ability to create wealth. So, who gives the ability? God. Who gives you the ideas? Who gives you the skill? God. Who makes you so diligent at work and gives you strength? God. And He does that to confirm His covenant. God confirms His covenant by wealth. I have friends who live in big houses and have good things of life, but want to convince us that God does not want people to prosper. I know there is an abuse of this prosperity thing, but the fundamental thing about faith is that, first and foremost, faith is to secure your eternity and your relationship with God. But why does God leave you on earth? God leaves you on earth for a purpose, and that purpose is to prosper in every area of your life. Therefore, every lie that has kept you from prospering, we command it to be scattered now in the name of Jesus. To experience financial metamorphosis, the second thing is, I must keep good records. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 23 to 24 says, riches can disappear fast, so watch your business interests closely. Know the state of your flocks and herds. In those days, wealth was accumulated in flocks and herds, but today it will be know the state of your stocks, real estate, investment, cryptocurrency. Know the state of your wealth. God wants you to keep good records. Let us pray. Father, you alone are my source and supplier. Help me walk worthy of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.